I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. If you live in Boise or you're just a visitor to Idaho's capital, consider for a minute all of the unique treasures that our city has to offer. There's Alive After Five, there's Tree Fort, the Festival of Trees, Freak Alley, the Greenbelt, the Bass Block, the Black History Museum, the Anne Frank Memorial, and the list just goes on and on and on. In fact, someone has compiled that list into a book. It's called 100 Things to Do in Boise Before You Die. New York Times bestselling author Amanda Turner lives in Boise, and she couldn't resist putting together a list of all the wonderful things that this town has to offer, and she's joining us now to talk more about her new book. Amanda, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Gemma. It's always lovely to speak with you.
So, Amanda, why did you want to write this book in particular?
Well, I'll tell you, primarily I'm a humor writer, and the publisher approached me about doing this book. And at first I kind of thought, that's not really my thing. But the more I thought about it, the more I thought, you know, what a great way not only to share with other people everything that I love about Boise, but also to discover more things that weren't on my radar and rediscover some of the things that I do love so much. And I just thought this project could be so much fun. And it really, really was.
So how did you go about making a list like this?
Gosh, you know, I started with some of the obvious, the things that you think about when you think about Boise, you know, the Green Belt, obviously. And then I sort of added in some of my favorite things that people don't know about. And then I put it out to the public. You know, I would poll people and say, hey, what are some of your favorite things about Boise? And that was great because then I, you know, like I said, I got to learn about things that weren't even on my radar. So I feel like I learned so much about the city just through this process. It was super fun.
Okay. So I have to ask, how long have you lived in Boise?
About 20 years.
Okay.
Is that long enough?
So, you know, so it's legit because you know people are going to ask. So.
Oh, I know. Absolutely. And you know, there is the fear as you're putting a list like this together of who's going to get mad about, you know, what did you omit?
Right.
But yeah, so I'm not a native Idahoan, but it's been a good solid 2 decades. So
what are some of your actual favorite things on the list that you have done that are your go-tos?
Gosh, so I am a big fan of, some of the ones that not everyone may know about. I love Alyonka's Russian cuisine down on State Street. It's just fantastic. One of my favorite shops is Dragonfly in downtown Boise. Just a wonderful, I could spend so much time there. I love community theater. I love the free museums. Like you mentioned, the Anne Frank Memorial. You know, that is the only Anne Frank Memorial in the United States, which is amazing to me. I love the spirit of Boise, the Balloon Classic. I love the fact that you don't even have to go to that to enjoy it. All you have to do is just watch these amazing balloons floating over the city. I mean, it's just, it's magical. It's really wonderful. And then, of course, I mean, and this goes without saying because I'm a writer, but I love rediscovered books. It is so much more than a bookstore. It's really a resource for our community. Definitely a favorite there. Freak Alley. I mean, like you said, the list goes on and on. There's just so much to do here.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I remember when there wasn't a Freak Alley. Right. And then it was kind of this thing where, you know, buildings were getting tagged. Right. And I love that the city was kind of like, you know what? Let's actually allow this to be art and give space to artists, because I really think that really kind of showed what a welcoming city, I think, for artists that Boise is.
That is so cool. You know, instead of like scrubbing all this away, let's make a place for this, because it is art, too. I mean, it's fantastic. I never get tired of Freak Alley. I also love in the Zoo Boise, you'll find these wonderful mosaic sculptures all throughout the zoo by a local mosaic artist, Raham Arty. And it's just, it's fantastic. I love how art is incorporated into our city, down to the traffic boxes, you know. I mean, they're fantastic too. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, I think the nice thing about the book, too, is that there are things on the list for everybody, right? So those longtime Boise residents, might not even know about certain things, but it's also a great list, I think, for folks who are visitors or even folks that are new to the area. Did you really have to think about that quite a bit when you were putting this list together?
I did, and I wanted to make it obviously accessible to a broad audience like that. And sure, it's a great introduction for people coming to Boise for the first time to learn about the Greenbelt and Floating the River and the Basque Block. But yeah, there are also, you know, like I said, I learned so much in this process in terms of writing the book and researching certain things that you can go take a tour of the Morris Hill Cemetery. I mean, there's so much more than just the surface on things. And so that was just a super fun process for me. And I also tried to touch on the different neighborhoods, you know. I mean, downtown is wonderful, of course. Hyde Park is really cool. There are lots of little gems on the Boise Bench. Garden City, you know, wine lover's paradise. There's so much to do in Boise, of course, but around it as well.
Well, and I think you mentioned the Basque Block, right? And that has such historical significance. And I, you know, I always see people's eyes get really big when you tell people like, oh, look, it's the largest Basque population outside of the Basque, you know, country is in Boise. I think that kind of blows people away sometimes. So, I mean, of course, you had to put that in there. But were there things that you wanted to put on the list, but you had to leave out because you had to keep it to 100?
Well, that's the beauty of the book is if you look at how it's structured, I had to pick a primary thing to highlight, but then the publisher was, very forthcoming in giving me a little more space. So I might say, hey, if you love, you've got to go check out Prost and have a beer at Prost. But then I can at the bottom put, if you want more like this, check out their other restaurant, Matlax. You know, I can add in more things. So for instance, for breweries, I highlighted Payette, but I also then do say, hey, if you want to check out more local breweries, here's a list of more. So when you take all of that into consideration, I actually got to include far more than 100, which was great. So if you're looking through the book, you know, the table of contents will show you that 100. But if you go to the index in the back, you'll see that there's a lot more included in there.
So what do you think it is that makes Boise something special? And I asked that question, and what attracts people to Boise? And I asked that because, you know, I have a 15-year-old and an almost 12-year-old, and it's hilarious because they're always like, why would someone come to Boise on vacation? Like, why would you do that? And I'm like, well, because you can never understand why somebody would want to come to your hometown for vacation, no matter where you live, right? So, but there is something I think about Boise that really does attract people here, whether it is to move here or to visit.
So I'm a huge fan of the arts. I think Boise is so culturally rich. Just in so many different areas of the arts. So I think that is really wonderful. And like I said, that's from large scale productions down to the traffic boxes that you see, but also just the people, the nonprofit organizations that we have doing good work in our community are amazing. And then think also too, to some of the festivals we have, think of the number of volunteer hours that go into putting on Tree Fort, right? It's just, it's mind blowing. But the people who will come together and make amazing things like that happen or do amazing nonprofit work, you know, like guests that you just had on, the people are just fantastic. And I love the diversity of cultures represented. You know, do you want Ethiopian food? Do you want Ukrainian food? Do you want, I love that there's so much there. And Basque food, of course, you know, gotta say that again. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it really is a special place, right? I mean, I never had any intention of staying here more than 2 years. And I always tell people, it's like, well, I left for 2 years, then I came back. So I've been here for, you know, more than 20 plus years and married a local. So it I think it grows on you too, right?
Absolutely, it does. I mean, yeah, I didn't necessarily think that I would still be here 20 years later, but now it's home, you know, it absolutely is. And really in the book, but because it's true to Boise, there is something for everyone. You know, if you want to go to the opera, okay. Or do you want to go to a rodeo? You know, I mean, I just love that there's that diversity of experiences.
So I have about a minute left with you. So I really want to quickly get to the walking tour you're going to have in a couple of weeks. Can folks still sign up?
Yes. So they can contact me directly for the, we're going to do a tour of the old pen, the old Idaho Penitentiary. If you haven't done that, that's I could do that every day.
It's cool.
And then, so I can be reached at just amandaturner.com. You can find me there. And then also I'll be at Rediscovered Books this Thursday for the first Thursday event. Rediscovered course, one of my favorites. So I'll be there as well.
Well, Amanda, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking with us about this. It's always fun to talk about this city.
Well, thank you. Yes, I know. I love it. And I know you do too. So I really appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.